Good morning. What day is this? What day is it? Sabbath day. Amen. Happy Sabbath. Today we have a story about a stubborn being called Gus. And we're going to find out what Gus has to teach us. But first, let's look at the scripture that we find in Galatians 5:22 through 23. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, or self-control. Against such there is no law. We're going to learn about self-control. Do you know what self-control means? What is that? Go ahead. What is self-control? Okay, that's part of it. Well, let's learn about Gus, and let's see what happens. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about self-control. Okay. I hope the video's there.
Sit yourself down and listen for a spell about a billy goat kid named Gus. A billy goat who ate and never got enough. Gus ate all day, Gus ate all night, and Gus never filled his appetite. He'd open wide and swallow whole. Gus had no self-control.
Self-control is saying no. Self-control is saying that's enough. Self-control is saying whoa, whoa, whoa. But that was news to Gus.
It looked like Gus was surely doomed to eat till his last breath. He ate so much his kinfolk feared he'd eat himself to death. Gus ate all day, and after school, Gus couldn't get his belly full. Gus ate more food than he could hold. Gus had no self-control.
Self-control is saying no. Self-control is saying that's enough. Self-control is saying whoa, whoa, whoa. But that was news to Gus.
Well, Grandpa Kid was a wise old goat. He knew just what to do. Took Gus out to an apple tree. Said, Gus, this tree's for you. These apples here must weigh a ton. They're green as grass. Eat every one. You're a real nice kid, but bless my soul, you must learn self-control.
Self-control is saying no. Self-control is saying that's enough. Self-control is saying whoa, whoa, whoa. But that was news to Gus.
Now Gus didn't miss a single beat. He took right to that tree. He shook it hard till the fruit fell down and swallowed it with glee. Gus polished off that apple crop. You should have seen his buttons pop. Well, little did Gus think, oh no, he might learn self-control.
Self-control is saying no. Self-control is saying that's enough. Self-control is saying whoa, whoa, whoa. But that was news to Gus.
Late that night came a groaning sound, and Gus came through the door. He finished off his apple tree and couldn't eat no more. He ached in pain from toe to chin. He swore he'd never eat again. His story only goes to show you can learn self-control.
Self-control is saying no. Self-control is saying none of that. Self-control is saying whoa, whoa, whoa. And Gus says amen to that.
Amen.
What do you think about Gus? Did he eat way too much? Remember the little song that says, self-control is saying no, no, no. Self-control is saying that's enough. Self-control is saying whoa, whoa, whoa. But that was new to Gus. And though that talks about food, there are other parts of our life that we need to learn to have self-control. When you're in a store and you see all the toys, and you want them so desperately, but mommy or daddy says no, do you get a little bit mad? You get a little bit upset? And sometimes you want to stomp away and you want to have a little temper tantrum, don't you? Oh, come on, let's be honest, okay? Self-control would be saying, I really want those toys, but mommy and daddy said no. And you still might be a little bit sad, but you don't throw a temper tantrum. Now, I know you've been looking at this basket of these toys. Now, I'm going to give you a question about self-control. There's a lot of different varieties of little animals in here. What would you think self-control would be concerning all of these little animals? How would you practice self-control? Yes? Okay. Now you see the toys, and they're interesting, and you want a little bit. If you came up and you took one of each of the little animals for yourself, all these little different kinds, would that be self-control? No. What would be self-control with all of these little animals? Yes. Get one. Okay, and then if there's others, you can get, you know, maybe some more. Okay, now with snacks. Ooh, snacks. And a juice that you really love. What would self-control be with that? What would self-control be with that? Self-control would be coming to get one, right? And then if there's something else, you can come back for seconds. So self-control is asking God to help you calm yourself down and do what's right at that moment. Because sometimes we do get a little bit upset when we can't get our way, or we see all this stuff and we want it. Oh, we want it. But there's somebody else that wants something too, correct? So what is self-control? Self-control is saying no, 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 even though you may want to eat the whole cake, or you want to take every toy on the shelf, or you want to drink up every juice, or you want to do something and mother and daddy say no, so you get a little bit upset, but you don't throw a temper tantrum. There's just so many things and so many ways that God can help us exemplify self-control. Amen? All right. When we're through, I have a little bag here, and you can each come and get one of each of these. And then please make sure that you use self-control by not eating it or drinking it until your mommy and daddy say yes. Very good. Okay. All right. Who would like to pray today? Okay. Come on up.
Dear Father, thank you for the Sabbath. I'm from my school, from my teacher, Landry, and your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.